Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
In the U.S., it is the case that the Democratic Party has some problems.
Please take your seat.
The sound of chaos at the Nevada Democratic Convention a little more than a week ago. Bernie Sanders will not stand down. And after charges by Sanders supporters that the party insiders were suppressing Sanders' success with procedural tricks, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz accused Sanders of condoning violence among his supporters, which Sanders later denied. Sanders is so fed up with Wasserman Schultz, the current head of the Democratic National Committee, that he is now actively campaigning to defeat her in her own Florida primary.
Clearly, I favor her opponent. His views are much closer to mine than is Wasserman Schultz's. And let me also say this, in all due respect to the current chairperson, if elected president, she would not be reappointed to be chair of the DNC.
That opponent to Florida's 23rd congressional district and Debbie Wasserman Schultz is Tim Canova. He joins us now from his home in Hollywood, Florida. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. Nice to be with you, John.
Now, it's great to talk to you, but with all due respect, if Bernie Sanders is a significant, how shall I put this, something of a gadfly but a serious challenge to Hillary Clinton, I mean, you're taking on Nancy Pelosi in Florida. I mean, Florida's version of Nancy Pelosi. I mean, how can you be much more than a gnat at this point?
Well, you could ask David Bratt, who defeated Eric Cantor 2 years ago. There's a big anti-incumbent mood in this country, and for good reason. The incumbents have not been solving problems that real people face day in, day out for years now.
And is there any polling on you and the challenge to Wasserman Schultz?
No, not yet. Not on our part, at least. Not yet.
And what is your campaign going to entail? I mean, she really has all the big guns.
Well, she has big guns, but we've got such grassroots support. We're drawing support far and wide from around the country, but also from all over the district and Florida. We actually received more donations in the state of Florida than she did in the first quarter. And she's been at it for 12 years. I'd been at it for less than 90 days.
Hmm. Has Sanders campaigned in your district for you?
No, no, he has not. He's been busy on his campaign trail. You know, the presidential primary here was in March, so he has not been back here since then.
But when is the primary for Wasserman Schultz and you?
August 30th primary. Folks have to be registered Democrat by August 1st, and absentee ballots go out in late July. So it's coming up quickly.
I mean, if Sanders were to come to your district and campaign and Wasserman Schultz would lose, it would be a huge deal.
Whether Bernie Sanders comes to the district or not, Wasserman Schultz losing here will be a big deal. She is under pressure, I'll tell you that. We're getting progressive Democrats and working families, veterans groups. We've gotten a number of big labor union endorsements, the Communication Workers of America, the National Nurses United, a local transport workers union, and a whole bunch of other unions lining up. And I got to tell you, all the issues are cutting our way. Down here in South Florida, like around the country, for many folks, it feels like there's a jobs crisis, that there just aren't a lot of good jobs around. I see it teaching at a university, any university that I visit. Millennials are having a tough time, but it's not just millennials. Baby boomers, Gen Xers, you name it. There's this perception that Wasserman Schultz is out of touch. She's a political insider. She hasn't been representing her constituents. I mean, being the head of the DNC is a full-time job. She's arguably doing two full-time jobs, getting two big paychecks, and not doing either job all that effectively.
Tim Canova is Democratic candidate for Congress running against incumbent Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the Democratic National Committee. Tim Canova is Bernie Sanders' choice for that 23rd district. Tim Canova, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
We invited Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz to talk with us today. She declined but sent us this response. I'm focused on representing my district and simultaneously electing a Democratic president as the chair of the Democratic National Committee because that is critical to making sure that we can advance the agenda that people in my district care about. Even though Senator Sanders has endorsed my opponent, I remain, as I have been from the beginning, neutral in the presidential Democratic primary.